Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Slow. Start to the week. Slow start to the week.
The hell is wrong with me?
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
A geologist for the USGS is studying how the massive weight of our cities might actually be causing them to slowly sink into the earth. Rising sea levels and sinking cities. Oh, good. To be fair, we're also crushing the lava beasts just below where we live, so it's not all bad. Now, on our neighbor planet, Mars, little brother of Earth, two spacecraft arrived in orbit around the red planet. A third from NASA gets there in just 2 days. The Perseverance rover hopes to touch down without fault on Thursday, right around lunchtime. I think it's got a freaking helicopter on board. It's gonna be awesome. And finally, researchers at a university in Colorado are hard at work making an AI that will recognize dog behavior and then reward Dr. Fluffenstein by launching treats at your pooch when they follow a command successfully. Whatever. That's the fun part of dog training. Someone give me a drone that'll poop scoop. Or maybe shoot little lasers at the turds.
Choo-choo-choo!
Nope, the smell. Terrible idea.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Serious question. What do you do with dog poop bags when you get back to your house? You put them in the trash. It's gonna stink like crazy. Put them even outside of the garage. Oh my god, the smell is awful. We're not allowed to put our trash cans on the side of the house. Whatever. I'm open to suggestions. Hit me up. I need to know. For all the doom and gloom talk that we have on this show about robots taking over, it's not really as big a problem as I make it seem. Or is it?
Or is it?
Or is it?
Sorry. Because the robots aren't quite good enough yet. But every day we get like a step closer and a step closer and a step closer, and there's a story that makes me more and more creeped out. And you kind of see the writing is on the wall. We'll just keep saying for like years and years, there's no problem. No, the robots aren't it. And then they'll be like flying around autonomously hunting for humans.
Here, human. Come get this free hot dog.
And that could be a problem. Or like when people that are trying to take your freedom have them, and then they're like, oh wait, flying around hunting for humans. It feels like this part of Nerd Talk, this first story, could be, how do you say, part of the problem.
Nerd talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
An artificial intelligence writer at NewScientist.com argues in order to make the step to a future full of robots that serve us, we need to turn to insect brains and emulate them. You're suggesting this within the same year that a thing called a murder hornet started invading North America? Yeah, cool. Let's make robot those. The same technology that's sticking it to the coronavirus using something beyond my brain power called messenger RNA looks likely to be a key to fighting other ailments like cancer, HIV, and other awful things in the future. I wonder if people will still be so grumpy about it then. It's not a vaccine, that's a mind control shot. And finally, a company that blocks DNS robocalls that mask themselves as coming from the numbers in your own area code says it's already blocking 500,000 spam calls a day. Finally! Although I do feel bad for the person whose car warranty is actually expiring.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Tuesday, Monday, all done. Thanks for hanging out. Talk to you tomorrow.
Did you think I wouldn't finish with the creepy voice again? Have a good day.